Turning now to some news from the world of sports, and we'll start with Major League Baseball. The Boston Red Sox had their ace on the mound, but he was uncharacteristically wild. So the Red Sox turned to their prized free agent acquisition to avoid what would have been their first series sweep of 2018. J.D. Martinez has been exactly what the doctor ordered to cure the power woes that plagued Boston last season. And last night at Fenway Park, Martinez hit his 12th home run of the year, a two-run blast to straightaway center. And Xander Bogaerts added a three-run shot when the game was still close to help the Red Sox pull away for a 6-4 win over the Oakland A's and avoid that sweep. Chris Sale improved his record to 4-1 on the season and put up more great numbers in the process, striking out 9 and allowing 2 hits and 2 runs in 5 innings. That was due to a Marcus Semien home run. But Sale also walked 4 and threw more pitches than he normally would in a start, prompting the earlier-than-usual hook from manager Alex Cora. The game stood 3-2 in favor of Boston until the bottom of the 6th inning when Bogaerts provided some breathing room with his 3-run homer, his 5th of the year. But it's Martinez who is really emerging as the Red Sox best hitter to this point. The 12 home runs are impressive, but so is the .344 batting average that JD is sporting right now, proving that he's not just a home run or strikeout player, as so many modern sluggers can be. Martinez was signed in the offseason to a 5-year, $110 million contract, and that is looking like a relative bargain, given that his agent Scott Boras tried to hold out for a lengthier deal at a price north of $200 million. Martinez is providing protection in the lineup for hitters like Hanley Ramirez, and most crucially, is recharging the power batteries that were drained with the retirement of David Ortiz in 2016. The Red Sox continue their homestand tonight, opening a 4-game series with the Baltimore Orioles. David Price gets the start for the Red Sox this evening. The New York Yankees and Washington Nationals will play a strange kind of doubleheader later next month. It's a makeup for the rains that washed out 2 games scheduled in D.C. When the teams meet again, they'll first have to finish up a game that was suspended, tied at 3-3 in the 5th inning, then play the follow-up from scratch. The Toronto Blue Jays exacted some revenge against the New York Mets, who put up 12 runs in a rout of the Jays in Game 1 of their series at Citi Field by putting up a dirty dozen of their own last night in a 12-1 win over the Mets. J.A. Happ was great at the plate, especially for an American League pitcher forced to bat because of the archaic rules that govern the senior circuit. Happ singled twice and walked once, and on the hill allowed just 2 hits in picking up his 5th win of the year. The Jays provided Happ with more than enough offense, led by home runs from Justin Smoke, Teoscar Hernandez, and Richard Urena, part of a 15-hit Toronto attack. The Mets get the day off today to lick their wounds. The Jays return home to Toronto to host the Oakland A's at the Rogers Centre tonight. In the NHL playoffs, the Vegas Golden Knights, the expansion team that's expanding everyone's perceptions of what an expansion team has the potential to be, have taken a 2-1 lead over the Winnipeg Jets in the Western Conference Finals after a 4-2 win in the desert last night. Jonathan Marchessault set the tone just 35 seconds into the game, scoring one of his 2 goals on the night, while Mark Scheifele tallied twice for the Jets, adding to his amazing postseason run of 14 goals scored in 15 games played thus far. But Alex Tuck and James Neal also scored for Vegas, and now the Jets find themselves in need of a win in Game 4, which is also in Las Vegas, to prevent facing an elimination game when the series shifts back to Winnipeg. And I do sure hope they get it. The Vegas story is amazing, but there's something that just doesn't sit right about a team jumping into the league in its first ever season and potentially playing for a trophy that's been so elusive for teams and players who've suffered agonizing losses over years, even decades. So Game 4, as it so often is, will be critical. I am still, though, calling this series for the Jets in 7. And not for nothing, but wouldn't it be nice for a Canadian team to win the Stanley Cup this year? It hasn't happened since Montreal hoisted the trophy back in 1993, and it is their game, after all. Now, basketball is very much an American game, and 2 of the best teams, arguably the 2 best left in the NBA's version of the Final Four, are now even up at a game apiece after the Houston Rockets rebounded from a poor performance in Game 1 to rout the Golden State Warriors 127-105 in Texas last night. The Rockets looked much more like the team that finished with the league's best regular season record. James Harden and Eric Gordon each scored 27 points, and 5 players in all for Houston scored at least 16 points to spread that offense around. On defense, the Rockets were not able to slow down Kevin Durant, who scored 37 points in Game 1 and finished with 38 last night. But Houston was able to clamp down on his teammates Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, who combined for just 24 points. The series shifts to Oakland for Game 3 on Sunday. The Boston Celtics and Cleveland Cavaliers don't resume their series until Saturday in Cleveland. The Celtics are up 2-0 in that one.